kalmaz yalansı yabınla. Kumbisi etli otmeni. Çiğil kendi meyta fel. They never seem to have a care. Give to the sea this little orphan Annie. Bright eyes, cheeks of a straw, there's a store of healthiness and be. My size always on the go. If you want to know, Princess Sandy always wears a sunny smile. Now wouldn't it be worth the while if you could be like little orphan Annie?
It's 5:45 now, Ovaltine time and Orphan Annie time again. But first, I want to ask you, have you sent in the name yet for that Airedale dog that Annie got for Billy the Blind Boy? Remember, Annie started a new and exciting naming contest to find the best name for Billy's dog. And all you boys and girls who drink Ovaltine can enter this contest and win a thrilling prize absolutely free. But now here's something important. If you haven't sent in a name for Billy's dog yet, you'd better hurry up, because this exciting contest is going to be absolutely closed up tight at midnight next Saturday night. That's next Saturday, June 6th. And if you don't send in a dog's name by midnight next Saturday, you're going to miss getting that wonderful book about dogs that Annie sends you free, and you're going to miss out on your opportunity of winning one of those 50 pedigreed Airedale puppies that are going to be given away to the 50 boys and girls who send in the best names for Billy's dog. And believe me, there's not a boy or girl anywhere who wants to miss this opportunity, because these 50 dogs are pedigreed Airedale puppies worth $100 each. And if you win, you get official pedigree papers that show the famous prize-winning ancestors of the dog you win. And what's more, all these pure-blooded Airedales are healthy male puppies. They're housebroken and guaranteed to be in sound, healthy condition. But the best part of all is, each one of the 50 Airedales is trained to do tricks. They've all been trained by Mr. Von Mustick, who's handled some of the most famous prize-winning dogs in America. And each dog can do three tricks. They're trained to speak, sit up, and shake hands on command. Can't you just see how thrilled you'd be to win a trick dog like that, to have for your very own? Especially since you can get him absolutely free if you're an Ovaltine user, just by sending in one of the 50 best names for Billy's dog now. But that's not all, remember. This is a contest where everybody who enters wins something. And he's going to send you a brand new book about dogs to everyone who enters the contest. This book has 37 pages and is printed in four beautiful colors and just packed full of pictures. It shows you 34 different breeds of dogs and tells you exactly what each breed is like. And besides all that, this book tells you Trainer Von Mustick's special training secrets on how to teach your dog to do all kinds of tricks. And so you can see that you certainly don't want to miss getting this wonderful book that Annie sends you free just for entering her contest. Besides, the judges may select the name you send in as one of the 50 best. So start thinking up your name for Billy's dog right now. That's mighty easy to do, because he's a fine, big Airedale, smart and fast and full of pep, a faithful, dependable dog who will lead little Billy safely wherever he wants to go. He's a beautiful brown color, except for his black back, and he has a black spot shaped like a diamond on his forehead. He looks like Sandy, only he's smaller. You say, you can think of lots of good names right off for a dog like that. I can think of Pal, Black Rover, Flash, Spot, Brownie. Well, I'll bet you've thought of a catchier name for Billy's dog already. And as soon as you do, here's all you have to do. Just print the name you suggest for Billy's dog, and then your own name and address, plainly on a piece of paper. Then just send it in, together with all of the thin, round aluminum seal, from under the lid of a can of Ovaltine, or facsimile of the can. Mail it to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Or if you live in Canada, mail it to Ovaltine, Peterborough, Ontario. That's all you do. The dog names will be judged solely on their originality, uniqueness, and suitability for Billy's dog. We want a name that fits him. Judges' decisions are final. Duplicate prizes will be awarded in case of ties. You can send in as many entries as you like, but each dog name you send must be on a separate piece of paper, together with your name and address, and a separate aluminum seal. Winners of the 50 prize dogs will be announced over the radio, But remember, this contest closes next Saturday night. That's only a few days away, you know, so get busy and send in this very night. But now, for Annie's adventure. Last time, remember, the sheriff of Fairhaven refused to delay the auction sale of Jed Schobel. And Annie discovered that an old enemy of Jed, Russ Randolph, is after Jed's boat. But here it is, the day of the auction sale now. And Annie, Joe, and Mr. and Mrs. Silo are in the cabin of the Schobel. Listen to what Mr. Silo says.
Well, it looks pretty hopeless to me, Annie.
Land sakes. Wouldn't this sheriff do a thing, Annie? Wouldn't he even wait one day?
Not 1 minute, Mrs. Silo. I never saw anybody who was such a sticker to the law.
But he's right, Annie. If the law says he's got to sell this boat at 12 o'clock noon today, he's got to do it.
Yes, that is the law.
I know it, Joe. But if it hadn't been for that fellow Randolph, I'll bet the sheriff would have been a lot more lenient. Randolph pushed him into this sale.
The sheriff didn't get any hope then, Annie?
None at all. Did he, Joe?
Just no. He said rain or shine, he was going to auction off the boat in the town square just as the clock struck 12.
Well, then I guess there's nothing to do but go tell Jed the bad news.
Land sakes, Paul. You're not going to tell him.
I've got to, Ma. Come on. It's our duty. He kept this thing from him as long as he can. After all, it's his boat that's going to be sold, and he's got a right to know about it.
Gosh, it's a shame. I'll say it is.
Here we are. Morning, Jed.
Oh, morning, Byron. Morning, everybody.
Did you sleep well, Jed?
Oh, Mary, didn't you? Byron always chill and came out. I never rested so well in my life. Goodness, at the sight of all your faces there. Well, I guess there's just nothing I wouldn't do for you but could.
Jed, we've been trying to do something for you.
Do something for me? What, Byron, I reckon you have. Well, just coming here the way you did.
No, this is about your boat, Jed.
The boat?
The show boat.
What about the boat, Byron?
Well, it hurts me to say it, Jed, but I'm afraid you're going to have to lose it.
Lose it? Lose my Southern Star?
I'm afraid so, Jed. You see, the sheriff...
Yeah, I know, Byron.
I'm sorry, Jed.
Oh, now, don't be, Mary. It's quite all right. I've had a lot of fun from this showboat of mine, this old Southern Star. Land, they keep carrying me up and down the river a good many times. I put on shows all those years at plantation landings, little towns. Good shows there were, too. Clean and sweet for children and grown-ups alike. I reckon the river folks know me from New Orleans to Illinois. And in years to come, they'll have a good word to say for Dr. Jed, because I've made them laugh and cry. I've entertained them and made them happy. So I guess the old boat isn't too much to lose if I have to lose it. It's done its job and done it well. That's about all we can ask anything, isn't it?
Sure, it's a shame.
It's been murdered. You wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't going to that fellow Randolph.
What's that, Annie? Randolph?
He's the one who's going to buy the boat, Jack. He's the one who's forcing the sheriff to sell it at auction today.
Randolph, eh? Huh. Well, I don't usually talk against anyone, but Randolph's a bad one, and he always has been. So, Randolph fought from this sale.
He is. He's bought up all the debt you owe from your accident, and he's making the sheriff sell the boat at noon.
Joe, I'd rather see anybody in the whole Mississippi Valley get the Southern Star than Randolph. He's the type of man who's ruined the showboat business.
Easy, Jed.
Land sakes, Jed. Don't get yourself all excited on account of this one man.
You don't understand. You don't... Oh, well, what's the use? I suppose it might as well be Randolph as anybody else. The old Southern Star's got to go. What difference does it make who gets it? Let her go.
We haven't let her go yet, Jeff.
Annie, you're the grandest youngster I ever knew. You never give up hope, do you?
Well, not while there's a chance I don't.
Well, thanks, Annie. And you sure can put heart into a fella. But now, thanks for telling me all this. And if you don't mind, I'd kind of like to be alone for a little while to think it over.
Of course, Jed. Of course. Let's leave Jed for a spell, Paul. Come on.
All right, Ma. All right.
Don't you give up hope, Uncle Jed.
Well, I won't, Annie. I won't.
Gosh, I never did.
seeing anybody as fine as your brother, Mr. Shiloh.
I'm proud of myself, Joe. Took that like a major, didn't he? Losing his whole livelihood, but he took it grand.
Land sake. Make me want to cry.
He hasn't lost anything yet.
What do you mean, Annie?
All I mean is what Mrs. Shiloh said the other day. While there's life, there's hope. Well, there's life in all of us, so there's still hope.
But my goodness, Annie, there's not much time.
Time? Why, what said it's just 15 minutes to 12?
Just, and at exactly 12, when the town clock strikes, the sheriff's going to sell Jed both to the highest bidder.
Yeah, and there's only one bidder. That's this here Randolph fella.
There could be another bidder.
Huh? What do you mean, Annie?
What would you be willing to do for your brother, Mr. Shiloh?
Do for him, Ryan, since I'd do anything for Jed.
Of course you would, Paul.
Well, then, why can't we get on the showboat as well as Russ Randolph?
Bid on it?
At the auction, the sheriff's going to hold.
But the land sheets, Annie. We haven't got any money. Leastwise, the only money I've got is the pay I got from Luke Poole for that bridge stop of mine. $1,000. And this here boat, unless I miss my guess, is worth a whole lot more than that.
Well, suppose it is. At an auction, people don't expect to get what a thing's worth. Once it's bid on, it has to be sold.
I know, Annie. But my sakes, this Randolph fella's got lots of money. He'd never let this boat get out of his hands for no bit of $1,000.
But that's no reason for not trying.
It's not, Paul. It's not. Land sakes, Annie's right about this. You can at least try at that auction.
Well, all right. I'm willing to try.
Good for you, Paul.
I said swell.
But all I can say is don't get no false hopes up. Because if I know this here Randolph guy, he's going to get this showboat.
Anyhow, we'll have taken every means we can to save Jed's property.
That's right, Paul. I feel a lot better for having made this decision, come what may of it.
What time are you getting to be, Mr. Shiloh?
12 to 12, Annie.
Shucks, we better hurry then.
We sure have. The sheriff said on the stroke of 12, didn't he, Joe?
He sure did.
All right, let's get up on deck then and down at that damn crank. Goodbye, Ma.
Goodbye, Pa. You'll do your best for Jed, won't you?
We'll do our level best, Ma. Don't you worry.
Goodbye, all.
Goodbye, Mr. Shiloh. He's been measured.
Boy, oh, boy, you sure have rained.
Rained? Oh, goodness, I never did see a dream like this in all my life.
Just listen to it pour on the deck.
Something, it's coming down so hard, you can hardly see the town out there.
What you can see of it, there's not a thing moving except the rain. There's not a soul on the street.
Well, I guess that calls off the auction for this news. Providence has stepped in and saved us.
Wait a minute, Mr. Shiloh. It looks as if Providence has saved us, but not in the way you think.
Oh, what's that, Annie?
Just for this grasshopper, this rain. It's just what we wanted. Don't you see? This rain has given me a big idea. It's this rain that's going to save Jed Showboat.
This big idea that Annie has now. The rain going to save Jed Showboat. What in the world has Annie got up her sleeve, I wonder? And don't forget, if you want to try it for one of those beautiful Airedale dogs, you'll have to send in your name for Billy's Dog without delay, because the contest closes up tight at midnight next Saturday night. Remember, just print the dog's name and then your own name and address plainly on a piece of paper. And then send it in, together with one Ovaltine aluminum seal, to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Or if you live in Canada, mail it to Ovaltine, Peter Ball, Ontario. And then Annie sends you that beautiful book about dogs, absolutely free. And if the judges decide that you send in one of the best names for Billy's dog, you'll win one of those 50 pedigreed Airedale trick dogs, absolutely free. But you have to get your entry in the mail not later than midnight next Saturday night. So don't lose out, but get busy and send in this very night. And be sure and be here tomorrow right on time to see what Annie's big idea is about saving the showboat. Until tomorrow then, goodbye.